Good morning, everyone. My name is Antônio Carlos Vélez Braga, Investor Relations Officer of CEMIG. We now start our video webcast with CEMIG results from first quarter 2017, with the presence of Dr. Aécio de Almeida Lima, Chief Officer for Finance and IR, Dr. Leonardo Jorge Magalhães, Controller, and Dr. Paulo Eduardo Pereira Guimarães, Head of Corporate Finance Management. This broadcast may be followed on phone 55-11-21880155 or 55-11-21880188, and also on our site, ri.cemig.com.br. To start up the presentation, we will hand over the floor to our Chief Officer for Finance and IR, Dr. Aécio.
Good morning. Thank you for attending. We are here to disclose the results of the first quarter 2017. You see a very representative result deriving from the operations of the CEMIG Group. We don't have extraordinary or recurrent effects, which demonstrates our effort of our group to increase profitability of the company, paying debts, reducing the costs of leveraging that debt. We believe that we are following on the right path. Well, page three brings the results for the first quarter 2017. Net revenue going up 8.1%, EBITDA an increase of more than 70%, hitting 1.1 billion reais in the first quarter. Very interesting as well, 343 million reais from the first quarter 2016. The first aspect to notice is the average spot price in the first quarter 2017 was more than 150 reais, whereas in the first quarter last year, it was 34 reais. We also have the best equity method gain or the better in comparison with the two, 58.16 million negative. In the first quarter 2017, it was positive in 30 million. Also, KMSO expenses were substantially lower, especially on expenses from personnel. You'll see that more in detail later on. Lower update on loans and post-employment obligations due to lower IPCA index. Now, a little bit on page four, talking about consolidated net revenue. Revenue went up 8.1%, and the consolidated results present also a reduction associated to lower IPCA, but it mostly comes from contracts expiring in December 2016, and also the migration from CEMIG Distribution. All the other clients and classes of consumer indicated increase. In addition to spot price being higher in the first quarter 2017 as compared to the same period of 2016, we also had a GSF that was also higher in this quarter than in the year before, 1.1 against 0.88 last year. It's important to highlight the amount of energy transported, leading to revenue from tools to increase by 13.2% year on year. Also, updating of transmission identity balance receivable. As for CVA, we had a higher CVA. We are building, and it enters as a reducer of the net revenue. We'll comment a little bit on operational expenses, page 5, yes. Good morning. On slide number 5, we'll talk about operational expenses. We can see that it was a stable result as compared to last year, the same period. But breaking down in more detail, we can see an increase in power for retail. And this is associated to higher trade on energy. It also has to do with the power purchase by the community distribution, with the transfer to Taesa, which would highlight 32 million in this result as compared to last year. If we had to adjust that to inflation, this personnel reduction, this personnel expense reduction would be even higher, as we can see in the first quarter 17, we have almost 700 fewer employees. We are reducing costs with our employees, especially through the new voluntary retirement program. This shows already a result from earlier retirement last year. And right now, it's in force already, another stage of this voluntary retirement program. And this is a trend with the company. There's an effort to reduce operational costs. We could see side provision is 243 million. There was this small reduction, but also showing the strong effort by the company to renegotiate debts and values overdue. We always demonstrate this reduction in the expenses and costs, and this was the same this quarter. It helped us achieve this much better result as compared to the last quarter, to the previous quarter. Eduardo, good morning. About that profile, I should highlight concentration of debt has been the case, but we would like to stress that already in this first quarter, we have reduced by 436 million reais. And this has been paid using our own resources. We have expectations of refinancing the debt over the year. As from June, we believe that we managed to achieve that due to our granted access to the capital market, even within this context of tight credit. As the basic interest rate is also reduced, the Selic, we also have a very substantial reduction in our financial expenses. 72% of that depth of ours is associated to CDI, as you can see in the main indexes. As Dr. Velez said, we can see a reduction in these leverage indexes, and that's another point to highlight. Thank you, Paulo. Now, the next page, we'll talk about results from CMVGT. Some of them we have commented on. Net revenue by CMVGT is 1.67 million reais, which means more than 19% increase. EBITDA also reflects that, and also net profit. EBITDA almost 94% increase, 610 million reais in the first quarter, and net profit substantially increased as well, 185 million reais, in contrast with this minus 61 million of the first quarter 16. So increased revenues arising from the greatest exposure of supply available to spot market, with the spot market prices also better. Better equity method gain also is still negative at minus 25 million in the first quarter 17. But even so, many millions better if we compare that to the first quarter 16, when it was negative minus 150 million. Also, update our transmission indemnity balance receivable. We had that as in association with the reduced IPCA index. And also, transmission revenue 26% higher in association with refurbishment and improvements of lines. Well, the CMVGT debt profile is in harmony with what we said before. It will be favored by the further decrease expected for the interest rates. And you can see that CDI at 84% will be greatly impacted by that interest reduction. Also, leverage indicators, similar to what we saw before in the first quarter of 2017. And with our expected cost of reductions in cost and refinancing of debt and reduction of the debt through initiatives proposed by the administration, these indicators tend to be even better over the next quarters. Okay, Paulo, thank you. Now, page number 9, we'll talk about a little bit about CEMIG distribution. CEMIG distribution with an EBITDA of up 37%, more than almost 38%, and coming from a negative net profit in the first quarter of 16, reaching 49% in the positive territory in the first quarter of 17. This would highlight the CEMIG B concessions area consumption. Initially, we can see that it has dropped 2.3% in its captive market, but the free market in that regard is very relevant. There was this migration to the free market when comparing the two periods. We can see that distributed energy in the CEMIG concessions area, and what's was transported to free, both free and captive markets, there was this 0.7 increase in distributed energy. After all, captive market down 2.3, as we said, and transported energy to free clients, 5.5% increase, very substantial. This represented an increase in revenue by more than 12%. So we can see there's a net revenue increase. Another important contribution for our EBITDA is on in association with reduced expenses on personnel, down almost 12% year on year. As we said in CEMIG distribution, the number of staff is much higher, and the impact of retirement, voluntary retirement plans are even greater, and hence there's much stronger improvement on CEMIG's results. This derives from, as I said, the voluntary retirement plan 2016, and there is now another stage of this program in course, and that will have also a very beneficial impact on our company. Also, a lower expense on provision for default. As for CEMIG's debt profile, I can highlight the signs of recovery. Leverage is still high, but there is this positive trend now. As it has been said, Lanchida shows recovery and representative results. I can highlight a lower share of CDI among the main indexes for CEMIG-D. Now for cash flow, 1 billion AI, almost 842, but still comfortable. Considering at mid and long term, it indicates a total of 1.7 billion reais available in cash. This, as I said, we have made efforts to reduce or to disinvest, and from the cash from operations, in an effort to manage our funds, we can see the results of these efforts to disinvest. Net cash, 868. No, from operations, 528. And we reduced the financing and investment were also lower. It was a quarter where we generated more EBITDA and reduced our indebtedness. Hence, it was very positive cash generation, as the figures will show. This is the data we were prepared to disclose with regard to the first quarter 17, and now we'll move to the Q&A session. To make a question, please press asterisk 1, and to remove the question from the list, just press hash, or alternatively, send your email to ri@cemig.com.br. Mr. Marcel Sá from UBS has a question. Good morning. Thank you for the call. I have a question related to light debt. They had
they had requested a full loan, primary, secondary perhaps, but this was not voted due to lack of a quorum. I would like to understand if you have more detail on that, because this has been suspended, but perhaps if you may give us more information about that, I would be thankful. Marcelo, that's all right. The operation is underway. Yes. Well, there is this corporate announcement. Just 1 minute and we'll be back. Okay, it's over now. Yes. Yeah, we have the loudspeaker system in the company with some corporate announcements, and it's over now. So that plan with light is still part of our agenda. It should happen over the next month, even so because it's part of our disinvestment strategy. So it remains the follow-on, primary and secondary, and it should happen in the upcoming months. Thank you. Do you have any idea of the figures for primary, secondary? Could you say anything about it? Marcelo, over to you. We have the approved decision from Tamigi's governance to go on with the follow-on. But the size will depend on factors we still don't have a definition about. How much for a cushion, for example, of assets to reduce the debt significantly. So strategically, the path has been laid. It's been defined in our relationship with Light, but yeah, if you could convey a little more detail. You talked about issuing a bond for $1 billion, but would you try to issue that bond? Do you have any position on your share or stake at Taesa? Do you intend to sell that too? Marcelo, let's start from the end of your question. We have this investment program, as we announce in the upcoming weeks, and operations and investments that are not part of our core business will be covered there, and stakes, subsidiaries that are not too relevant for our conglomerate or which are not under our control. That's Taesa case, for example. It's outside the control block. We'll give you more detail about that in the upcoming weeks. About the bond, for 22 years, we hadn't gone to the market to do any such move. We presented to the European and U.S. market. We left the local investors with a lot of information about our company, and we are due to go back. As you said, we should go back to that early June or mid-June in order to really get that going. But the first intention of this roadshow was to introduce our company to them. The next move will be to really attract that capital. Ms. Hasha from Level Financing would like to make a question. Good morning to all. I'd like to know whether you could give us an update about the situation of the three hydro plants. And if you could disclose the partner involved in the auction for granting of concession of those plants. We are undergoing intensive negotiations with the central government on that matter. We have information from the government himself that there will be a provisional measure restructuring the entire sector. So we are awaiting for that definition to decide what to do about those three plants. And this is expected to bring great relief, not only to Senegal, but to the entire power sector in our country. Several investors want to participate with us in this auction for the three plants. We want four of them, Miranda Jaguara, São Simão, and Volta Grande, four plants. We are judicially disputing only the three first because we think we are entitled to automatic renewal of the grant. We expect the government then to come out with this provisional measure to decide. Well, we have several investors volunteering, some of them through pools, some alone, and we choose the best according to our interests. This operation is expected to be very profitable because the day after the auction, cash has already been generated, and four wonderful assets, and this is perhaps the main strategic point for us this year. Perhaps this should be a solution for our effluent plans. So if you want to make a question, you just please press asterisk 1. Mr. Vitor Silva from Brasil Plural has a question. Good morning. Congratulations on your results. My doubt is about this investment of the Santo Antonio plant. Any update could be given to us on that thing? Thank you. Victor, good morning. This is one of the assets we have put to sale. We have already negotiated and it's still ongoing, the negotiation with a prospective buyer, an investor, but it's relevant for the closure of that negotiation. But no further details, but at any moment now we can come out publicly and announce that the sale was done. Liliane Yangi, Ms. from HSBC, has a question. I thank you for the opportunity. My question is still about the Jaguara Miranda San Simon plant. Finigi would be entitled to compensation in that case. What's the value of that compensation, the amount? And what about this provisional measure? I understand that this extension of contract would bring benefits. Do you expect the provisional measure by the government to cover anything about Miranda, San Simon, differently from the other plants? No, Liliane. We don't have any details about the provisional measure so far, but it will be applicable to the entire sector, whatever it is. Not only CEMIGI has those rights over the, those plants, but other players also have about other assets. The non-depreciated assets will expect that provisional measure to indicate the methodology, the amount, the value, and the way to pay it, because the conceding power has not been clear in that regard up to now. So depending on the government, they offer zero to you. Oh, no, sorry, I don't think so. There is a consensus in the energy market that there are assets from these generators that have not been totally depreciated. So there is a need for indemnification, yes. The list of assets that are not depreciated, this part of the concession contract, it's made clear that we are entitled to some value according to that calculation. It's 1 billion for the three plants, the accounting value, the book value right now. But we understand that the company is entitled to something above that 1 billion. So expect in the second semester to have that amount defined, but we expect it to be even higher due to our contract. Would you try to intervene and interdict the option right now? Yeah, our legal suit is still underway. We are convinced that the plant belongs to us. It has been granted to us in 1997, and it said that we had another 20 years the right to use that asset. The contract is very clear about it, and the Constitution says that what has been, what's in contract is above and supersedes the legislation. So we understand that we should go for negotiations with the federal government, but we have no doubt that this grant belongs to us. Thank you. So if you want to make a question, just press asterisk 1. Make questions, just press asterisk 1. Now we close the Q&A session. I'll now hand over the floor to Dr. Adesio Mida Lima, Chief Officer for Finance and IR, for his final comments. Again, I thank you for attending. I would like to highlight a few points, especially reductions in expenses. Almost 700 employees have been retired from the company last year. And we have a very favorable outlook for further adhesion to the voluntary program. Also, the assets, the cash generation of the company having been able to pay for our current expenses. And our main goal is the is and remains the disinvestment. Thank you to all. So the video webcast with the results for the first quarter 17 of CEMIG is now closed. We thank everyone for participating. Have a nice afternoon.